Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As yet, there's no way to avoid changes in our brain function as we age. Nathan Sprang, assistant professor of human development at Cornell University, explains how mapping these changes could provide a way to diagnose more serious disorders before symptoms appear.
Over the last several decades, there have been incredible advances in our ability to study the structure and function of the brain in living humans. Advanced neuroimaging techniques such as magnetic resonance imaging are rapidly opening up new frontiers for studying the brain as it ages and undergoes pathological changes in neurodegenerative disorders, such as Alzheimer's disease. One of the most exciting frontiers in this regard is the reconceptualization of the brain as a complex system of many large and constantly interacting networks of brain regions. Seen through the lens of the network brain, cognition is considered to be an emergent property of synchronized neural activity both within and between these networks. As a direct corollary of this model, cognitive decline in aging and brain disease is increasingly ascribed to reductions in the structure or function within these large-scale brain networks. My research investigated whether brain changes associated with the transition from healthy aging to Alzheimer's disease might follow a coherent trajectory of decline within large-scale networks. The data suggests that indeed this is the case. We've now determined that reductions in the brain density of the default network, a collection of brain regions implicated in aspects of self-generated thought such as memory and imagination, are greater in older adults with mild cognitive impairment who go on to develop Alzheimer's disease than those who do not. The structural changes to the default network may be an important early marker of disease onset. We've also shown that reductions in brain density within the default network are robustly associated with reduced cognitive status as well as increased genetic risk for developing the disease. Rapid and dramatic advances in neuroimaging are providing the tools to study the network architecture of the human brain. Our work continues to leverage these advances to investigate aging and neurodegeneration through the lens of the network brain, and ultimately to derive clinically useful diagnostic and prognostic neural markers of the transition from healthy aging to Alzheimer's disease. The ultimate aim here is for all of us to enjoy a long life with a healthy brain and a sharp mind.
That was Nathan Sprang of Cornell University.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.